AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After the January 6th Capitol riot, Anna Morgan Lloyd from Indiana called it the best day ever. Today, Lloyd became the first person sentenced for her role in the riot. 3 years probation. In court today, Lloyd apologized to the court and to the American people. A member of the Proud Boys pleaded guilty today. Graydon Young has agreed to cooperate with investigators. Former President Donald Trump is going to visit the border with Mexico next week. Press Secretary Jen Psaki announced Vice President Kamala Harris will be visiting the border Friday.
We're at this point in part because we've made a great deal of progress. And if you look just to a couple of months ago, when 6,000 children were in Border Patrol facilities, we're now at the point where there's far less than 1,000.
Harris has been criticized by people in both parties for not going to the border sooner. The Supreme Court sided with a former high school cheerleader over free speech. Brandi Levy did not make her school's varsity cheerleading team. On Snapchat, Levy let out her frustration, using curse words and even raised a middle finger.
I was a 14-year-old kid. I was upset. I was angry. Every 14-year-old kid speaks like that at one point.
Levy was not in school at the time, but was suspended by the school from junior varsity cheerleading activities for a year. Justice Stephen Breyer ruled the suspension violated Levy's First Amendment rights. The Supreme Court ruled the structure of the agency that oversees mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac violate separation of powers principles in the Constitution. The government official in Spain tells the AP John McAfee, the creator of the McAfee antivirus software, was found dead in his cell in a jail near Barcelona. Earlier, a Spanish court issued a preliminary ruling in favor of his extradition to the U.S. to face tax-related criminal charges. Authorities did not disclose a cause of death. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow down 71 points. This is AP News. Hong Kong's last remaining pro-democracy newspaper is publishing its last edition.
The Apple Daily has been forced to shut down after five editors and executives were arrested and millions of dollars in its assets were frozen as part of China's increasing crackdown on dissent. The board of directors of Next Media says in a statement, the print and online editions will cease due to the current circumstances prevailing in Hong Kong. The Daily was founded by tycoon Jimmy Lai in 1995, just 2 years before Britain handed Hong Kong back to China, and initially was a tabloid known for its celebrity gossip. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Los Angeles, Britney Spears is expected to address a judge overseeing the conservatorship that has controlled the pop star's money and affairs since 2008. Spears' father serves as co-conservator of her finances, along with an estate management firm. Several dozen fans of the so-called hashtag Free Britney movement are outside the courthouse. Ed Donahue, AP News.